Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Sawal tha, do you travel on Sarjapur Road? If you do, send me a thumbs up. And one word, just one word to describe the experience of traveling on Sarjapur Road every day. Messages pouring in like a floodgates opened up on 9880935935. I'm Disha Broy, 5 to 9. Monday morning, the week has just begun. Fantabulous is one word. Living room says number ending 660. Pilgrimage says number ending 899. Human right violation says number ending 499. Frozen says number ending 618. Terrible says number ending 141. And number ending 175 couldn't resist. I said one word, but this person's given me a whole sentence. I'll read it out. Says you better die instead of calling an ambulance if you're stuck on Sarjapur Road. Sarjapur Road widening has been promised for a very long time. And when I say very long time, it's been a few years. With me on the phone line is Rohin. Welcome to morning number one, my friend.
Hi, Disha. Absolutely, absolutely. You ran a great show and thanks for calling.
You're a resident of Sarjapur Road.
That's correct, yes.
And if I'm not wrong, last year the government had sanctioned about 84 crores to double up your road and widen it.
No, you're absolutely right, Disha. So the budget was sanctioned, and as you might remember, it was even sanctioned in the previous years.
Yes.
The DPR work, right, the detailed project report is completed. It was published. The tender was also published. The tender was awarded to a party. And now, recently, the minister, district in charge, Minister Mr. George, also put out on Twitter that the work order has been issued, which means, you know, somebody
yes.
can start work. We are all waiting eagerly for years now. And our life is really miserable here on Sarjapur Road because of the traffic issues. And that's why, you know, citizens coming out to protest.
Now, I believe that Sunday you wanted to carry out a very peaceful rally, urging the people that if all the approvals are through, if all the notifications are given, if they've said that work can start, why is work still not starting, correct?
Yes, so we had about 42 resident welfare associations.
Wow.
2,500 people, including school children. We all wanted to be on the road and do a peaceful, silent human chain. And we had the police permission for that, which got withdrawn in the last minute.
Why did it get withdrawn?
Because coincidentally, you know, at the same location, same time and same place, there was another protest happening, which was landowners asking for compensation for the road widening. You know, this is between the government and the landowners, right? This is not something that we citizens know enough about or we should
yes,
comment about.
Yes.
We want the government to do whatever it is to solve the problem and start the work.
Rohin, was there a rumor making the rounds that Sarjapur residents didn't want the widening of the roads?
Absolutely. And you might have seen it on Times of India or a couple of other newspapers where it came out wrongly that, you know, residents are against widening. I can at least tell you that 50,000 people representing these RWS have sent petitions to CM, MP, MLA, corporator. Who not? Everybody.
So this rumor was not true, and based on the rumor, they said we haven't started the work because Sarjapur residents didn't want it.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, and that's still continuing, unfortunately.
What is it that we can do, Rohin, to help you power this and give you a little bit of momentum on this whole widening of the Sarjapur Road? Now that all the approvals have come, in writing it's been given, the newspapers have carried out the orders, still if work hasn't started, do you think that this is pre-election, so they're taking it easy, they have other things to focus on?
I'm not really sure, Disha. I would love it if you can get, you know, either the district in charge minister or the BBMP commissioner on your show and you can ask the question, and we would love to join and, you know, listen to his view. You know, when my wife and kids, they have to cross the road, it is like we are holding our life.
Yeah. It's damn tricky.
So, this is awful and we can't live like this. I hope somebody can help us.
Swag se haath jod ke aapka swagat karenge to the studios of Red FM. If any representative of the civic body would like to take Rohin's questions, my number 9880935935. I've asked Rohin for a couple of days time to try and reach BBMP.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.